Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our summary verses of the books of the Bible introduce us to the theme of each book of the Old and New Testament Scriptures, so that we might have a deeper appreciation and understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word. Glad to have you with us at Burden Blessing today. We are continuing our series through the 66 summary verses of the Bible and our journey through the Old Testament. Last week, we kind of started through the prophets of the Old Testament. We laid the foundation with the historical books, and now we're working our way through the history of God's people in the Old Testament and the many prophets that he sent in order to bring them both the law as well as the gospel. And one of those prophets that are probably more familiar to us is the prophet Jonah. We're going to be taking a look at his book today. Joining me is Pastor Neil Radical to take us through the summary verse for the book of Jonah. What is it, Neil?
We're looking at Jonah chapter 4, verse 2, out of the four chapters in Jonah. In the last chapter here, after a lot of the drama happens, Jonah says to the Lord and praying, "I know that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness." It is such a beautiful verse from a not so beautiful man. And, you know, the reason I say that is obviously Jonah was a believer in the true Jehovah Lord, our triune God, but he was so stubborn and he had so much prejudice. You know, the three words that come to my mind that I think the Bible uses a lot is prejudice, partiality, and favoritism. They're all really synonyms that God says is not godly. And I think Jonah really personifies that in God's call to send him to the people of Nineveh, the Syrians, who were very, very wicked people, very godless. Well, they followed false gods, but they were murderous people. They were killing one another, surrounding nations, very, very violent, wicked people. And if you look at the history of the Assyrians with the Israelites, you can understand why Jonah would be very prejudiced against them, why he would not want to show them favor from God or bring that gospel to them, is what the Lord was really asking him to do. Go and share the gospel. In our modern day, it would be like, hey, go share the gospel with the Nazi war criminals, or go share the gospel with ISIS. That was kind of what the Lord was asking Jonah to do. So we need to put ourselves in that context and understand what Jonah was going through and why he ignored God's command and went the other direction. And that's where you have the Jonah and the big fish and the Lord redirecting him a couple different times. And ultimately you see his favoritism come out in this verse, which again is such a beautiful verse because it states the truth about God. But then we question, did Jonah really love that truth about God enough to share it with other people? He definitely believed it, and that's why he did not want to share the word of God, because he knew that God could show them mercy, could bring them to repentance. In fact, we know that the Lord did bring them to repentance, and that he's kind of whining and complaining that the Lord had brought about this change through the message that he brought. It's just kind of really hard to put your finger on how, when God's word did it, the conversion and did all those things, that we could be upset about it. You see the ultimate hate. Jonah had not forgiven the Ninevites, had not forgiven them from the heart like the Lord had done in their repentance. And it's ultimately a great reminder for us, in my opinion, Nathaniel, about how no matter who our worst enemies are, they are deserving of the gospel. They are deserving of God's love. And the Lord has called us to do that, to bring that to them. And ultimately, let the Lord judge when that day comes. What are your thoughts?
You brought out so well this lack of desire that Jonah had. The reason that he didn't want to go to the Ninevites is because he knew exactly the kind of God that God was. In fact, he brings that out earlier on in chapter 4, where he says, "Didn't I tell you? This is exactly why I didn't want to come, because I knew that you were going to forgive them." So it's interesting to me, as we live in this world that we live in today, there's all of this discussion about racism. It's all about cultures and ethnicities and languages, that this is not something new. Already back here in the days of the Old Testament, there were these things that separated people. I don't know if we'd necessarily call Jonah a racist. I don't think he was looking at the Ninevites because they were of a different nationality, but it was because of their culture, which was contrary to God's word, what God desired, that was problematic for Jonah. And yet, internally, as we take a look at this, our world would say that you know, being racist is putting other people down. Well, Jonah's problem was sort of the opposite. He didn't want them to be forgiven. And that's really the message of Jonah, is this idea of God's desire to save all of the people of the world. And a lot of times we have the same problem that Jonah did, that we take a look at other people and we think that person or that group of people isn't worthy of salvation. They're not worthy of the mercy of God. They're not worthy to be forgiven for their sins. I am, but not that person. And so often we fall into that same problem that Jonah fell into, of understanding the mercy of the Lord, but then also making a judgment call that we aren't called to make and saying, I don't think that person should receive what God offers to them. And imagine if somebody had made that decision for us, Neil, looked at you and me and said, they're not worthy of receiving the mercy or the forgiveness of God. God desires the salvation of all people. And that's one of the main messages that we find here in the book of Jonah.
Very well said. I thought we'd close by praying hymn 20, which speaks of God's mercy and grace, and also speaks about how we are desiring that the peoples of this world would be able to praise the Lord, whoever they might be, and spend eternal life with us in heaven. So there's three short verses of hymn 20 from the Red Hymnal. God of mercy, God of grace, show the brightness of thy faith. Shine upon us, Savior, shine. Fill thy church with light divine, and thy saving health extend unto earth's remotest end. Let the people praise thee, Lord. Be by all that live adored. Let the nations shout and sing glory to their Savior King. At thy feet their tribute pay, and thy holy will obey. Let the people praise thee, Lord. Earth shall then her fruits afford. God to man his blessing give. Man to God devoted live. All below and all above, one in joy and light and love. Amen.
Amen. We invite you to listen for new books each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. We pray that you will be assured that God's word is pure and is more precious than gold.